Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's give the Lord a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We are so blessed. We open our hearts and we open our minds for revelation from heaven. This life of faith and the wonders of it. And we receive it, sir. And we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're here in Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Praise the Lord. I never dreamed there would ever be any kind of a school that had my name on it. Not the way I felt about school, you understand? I love it. Hallelujah. 165 turned on, wild, fanatical believers. Faith nuts. How many of you know who Jack Hayford is? Nearly the whole Christian world knows Jack Hayford. If you don't, you need to find out about him. One of my very, very closest friends. And the great entertainer, Pat Boone, he and I have been very close friends for many, many years. And right in the early time of my ministry, I was preaching in California and had had lunch with Pat, and he wanted me to meet his pastor, Jack Hayford. And so we were going to have lunch in his study at the church. And I met Jack, very nice man, just brilliant man, I might add. The first thing he said to me, "Kenneth, I don't think you're balanced." I thought, "Oh, God, here we go." You know, I'm a faith nut, you know. And then he smiled and he said, "I don't think you're supposed to be." The kind of balance that religious people are going to want and demand out of you and others like us is an equal amount of faith and unbelief. I ran into that in the early days over and over. And when that happens, don't challenge it. Just smile and say, particularly if you're in a place, in a meeting, like, you know, and they got different speakers and they ask you to come and speak. And then they invite somebody to counteract what you're talking about faith. And you don't know it. That used to happen a lot in the days of Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowships and so forth. And it still happens today. Well, just smile and glory to God. Don't challenge it. Just preach what you know to preach. And let the Word fight its own fight. Let the Word do the work. Let God do the work. But you always have the Scriptures. Amen. Yes. Not ideas and theories. Amen. Amen. You back it with the Word of God. You back it. And that way, just let the chips fall where they will and love everybody. And you know somebody's challenging you and all of that. Just go up and just hug them, man. I mean, you know, and that usually, huh? Because they're really wanting to kind of scrap with you, you know. And just go up and hug them, say, "Glory to God. It's just absolutely wonderful ministering with you today. Maybe we can do this again sometime." Yes. I hope we do, because you need to hear it. Oh, no, don't put it. don't tag it with that. Amen. Hallelujah. particularly if they stole some of your offering and you know it. Yeah, that doesn't happen. It's been a long time, but the devil tries that kind of stuff. Hey, don't ever let him steal you joy. I learned that from Jerry Savelle. Don't ever let him steal you joy. Hey, you walk in love and just love everybody. I've told this before, and I think I told it. Yeah, I know I did last year. Anyway, it bears repeating. James Robinson. Now, James came out of the evangelical, group that just really didn't care for the likes of you and me. And, but James and he wasn't supposed to like me. And there was a lot of folks around him that didn't like me. But they didn't know me. They just heard what somebody said their cousin thought that they thought. And, which is dangerous. Anyway, there were a group of preachers all together. And this man came up to James and just started just hammering on me and what I preach and Pentecostal people. But he was really on my case. And James just reached out and got him by the hand and said, everybody, hang on a minute. Everybody got quiet. He said, this brother's got Brother Copeland on his heart. Well, he's going to lead us in prayer for him.
Come on.
And the guy went, I'm a heavenly father. That's the most powerful weapon in the church.
Amen.
The love of God. Faith filled love. Hallelujah. All right. Today, all this week, we're going to be, all this week and next week too, unless the Lord changes direction. We're going to be talking about covenant faith. Let's open our Bibles, first of all, to Galatians chapter 3, verse 7. We'll read down through the 11th verse. It's amazing. Startling is a better word. How little to nothing Christian people, born again, Holy Spirit, baptized, tongue talking, healing, believing, lovely people. And how many word of faith people are really not covenant aware. You, me, no one else can ever, ever come to the victorious life that God has planned for us, that Jesus died to produce, until you become covenant aware all the time that you are a covenant man, you're a covenant woman, you walk and live a covenant-oriented life and develop and grow in it. It's amazing. This book is two covenants. Why wouldn't we be aware of that? Mainly because they called it testaments. But they're covenants. Amen. So we're going to be talking about covenant faith and the development of it. So, Galatians 3, starting with the 7th verse. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, say scripture. So that's the same as God. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of this law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Now, we've already heard a lot about covenant right there. Now, people read that and 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 see all the faith part and don't know what that curse part meant. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at Psalms 105. Verse 6, O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Now, I want you to pay close attention to that word, word. Let's look at it again. He hath remembered his covenant forever. The word. Say the word.
The word.
The word which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac. Now, Psalms 115. Or excuse me, 111. Excuse me. 111, verse 5. Verse 4. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat or food unto them that fear him or reverence him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. It's on his mind all the time. Now, let's go to the basic fundamentals of faith. And you know where we go for that. That's Mark 11. 22 through 25. Have faith in God. Now, we know that faith is a spiritual force. It's not a mental force. It is a spiritual force. And spiritual forces are the most powerful forces on earth. Amen. God is a spirit.
Amen.
God is a spirit. You are a spirit being in the likeness of God.
Amen.
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 And when you were born again, it was your spirit man that died. absolutely died. The circumcision of the heart. Now let me move back on and touch something here. In the covenants that God made with Abraham, beginning Abram, in the 15th chapter of Genesis, that covenant was in the blood of animals. But in the 17th chapter of Genesis was the first covenant made in the blood of a man. Circumcision. Amen. So, to look at the fundamentals of faith, have faith in God. Well, who is God? He's the God of the covenant. Have the faith of God. For verily Jesus said, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, in his inner man, but shall believe that those things, shall believe that those words which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He will have it. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Believe the word in your heart. Say it with your mouth. That's the basic fundamental of faith. Believing it in your heart and releasing it with your mouth. Where do we get that? That's the way God started everything, was believing it and saying it. Yes. Words' primary purpose, the primary purpose of spoken words is to release power, not communication. That was the primary purpose. Of course, Satan knew that. And he knows if he can't get a hold of your mouth, he can't get a hold of you. But if he can get you talking death all the time, scared you to death, thrilled you to death, I'm just dying to go, my feet are killing me. If he can keep you talking like that, and you don't have any idea, no clue, that this powerful thing, this powerful covenant, it's in the earth. You can't get it out. You can't change it, but you can change your words.
Amen. Yes.
You can change the power and under whom you live. You can be born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, and live under the power of the devil. Excuse me. You can see that right there in the book of Ephesians. Excuse me, please. In the second chapter of Ephesians, remember you being in times past Gentiles, 11th verse, in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision. You see it? It's everywhere. Who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. At that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants. Both of them, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. If you're not covenant-minded, covenant-thinking all the time, keep it on your mind all the time. Study it. Keep one hand on it all the time. You'll let it slip, and you just kind of start doing things by habit and all of that. Now you've got mental, and your faith is suffering because of it. Go back and study it. Go back and study it. Go back and read these covenants. Praise God. Study them, study them, study them, study them, study them. Particularly while you're here in school. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, being a stranger from the covenants of promise. Here again. Born again. Holy Spirit baptized. Word of faith, staunch believer. But a stranger from the covenants of promise, you're in a weakened position. Now, people that don't know anything about it, they're just, the devil just runs amok in their lives. Now then, how much time, Tim? Thank you. Now then, believe the word in your heart. Romans 10:10. We've got time. Let's look there right quick. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Then James 1:22, act on the word. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. What is the word? The covenant. In the beginning was the word, in the beginning was the covenant. And the covenant brought Jesus into this earth. And his blood, the blood of the everlasting covenant.
Danke, dass Sie heute Victory Worte des Glaubens gesehen haben. Die deutsche Ausgabe des monatlich erscheinenden Magazins Believer's Voice of Victory wird Ihren Glauben stärken und kann auch auf unserer Webseite gelesen oder heruntergeladen werden. Sie können auch den monatlichen Partnerbrief und die täglichen Andachten aus Glauben zum Glauben per E-Mail erhalten. Sie können im Sieg leben und das Leben von Menschen verändern. Vergessen Sie bis zum nächsten Mal nicht, Gott liebt Sie und Jesus ist Herr.